Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 1st of July. The Financial Times is reporting that the US plan for 90 trade deals in 90 days is now in retreat. This is because with little over a week left, there is one half-hearted agreement with the UK and a de-escalation with China, and not much else. The suggestion from the administration officials is that there will be an interim series of agreements, which basically means that the 10% tax on US consumers stays in place while discussions continue. However, there are concerns that the rather wild swings in US policy mean that uncertainty about future trade taxes on specific products are preventing deals from being made. As the UK discovered with steel and aluminium, you think you have a deal, and then the rules change, which makes the value of the original deal somewhat questionable. The uncertainty about where tariffs end up may also be an issue for the US Federal Reserve as it tries to decide how much economic damage is going to be done by the trade taxes. The US Senate is still debating plans to keep the US on an unsustainable debt path. A vote on the budget is expected today, but is very finely balanced. Two Republican senators are opposed to the budget, and if there is a third opponent, assuming the Democrats vote as a bloc, the measure will not pass. Markets are assuming that the deficit will end up being more or less unchanged relative to GDP, meaning that in a macroeconomic sense, there's no stimulus provided. However, the deficit will be redistributive, and that redistribution will affect patterns of consumer spending at a sector level, and it may reduce overall consumer spending as money is transferred from lower income brackets to higher income brackets. Lower income households tend to spend all their income, so if that income is reduced, then after a period when credit might be used, the spending will have to decline. The question is whether higher income households will compensate by spending the additional income that they receive. The UK's BRC shop price index rose higher on food prices. There was a suggestion from retailers that the price increases were due to changes in government policy, but the data itself undermines that argument. Non-food prices remain firmly in deflation territory, with deflation in five of the seven subcategories. As retailers face the same labour costs, more or less, that discredits the idea of common government policy driving prices, unless the suggestion is that food retailers are uniquely incompetent in managing their cost base. The actual drivers of inflation matter, for if this is not a general issue with the labour market, service sector inflation, not covered by the BRC report, but more important economically, is then likely to be more muted. There are US business sentiment polls, and Japan has already published its Tankan business sentiment survey. So far, there's nothing very surprising given the general levels of policy uncertainty. The US job openings data is also due. This is based on one of the poorest quality official surveys that is produced in the United States, so it needs to be treated with considerable caution. It's a shame because firms' attitudes to hiring amidst policy uncertainty actually matters quite a bit to the economic outlook. Anecdotal evidence suggests that there is a reluctance to hire and that people in work are sticking to their current jobs rather than risk moving around. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.